quite an accomplishment for Madonna, Dean.
Yes, indeed. She has taken an honor that has not gone to another woman before. Madonna has become the first female artist to have a top 10 song in the 80s, in the 90s, in the 2000s, the 2010s, and the 2020s with her new greatest hits album that has come out. So, you know, people say Madonna's over. We're still pretty relevant.
Yeah, I'll say. Jeff Garland's been in the news. And what's the latest on the Goldbergs and whether he's going to be part of it?
Yeah, he's not going to be part of it. Last December, we reported that he was taken off of the show. I guess they came to a mutual understanding that he would no longer be on the show because he was accused by some fellow cast and crew of making them uncomfortable on the set. It was later described that Jeff would just go around saying, you know, kind of vulgar things out loud, but also hugging people, you know, when, you know, they, I guess, didn't want to be hugged. And so he says, you know, that he did do that, he's a comedian, and he says goofy things, and he just hugs people. He apologized to anyone who was offended. But that being said, he was taken off of the show. And yesterday they announced that Jeff's character will be killed off on the show. That's how they're going to explain his absence. When season 10 begins, it will be a couple of months after the death of his character, Murray, the father slash husband, on the show. So the family is dealing with that loss. Some of the other changes that will be taking place for season 10. They're doing a big reboot. A new baby is going to be added into the family. Judd Hirsch is going to be joining the cast as Murray's father, Pop-Pop, I guess replacing the George Segal character, who was the mother's father on the show. But so, you know, so they're still going to have a grandparent on the show in the form of Judd Hirsch. But Jeff is off of the Goldbergs. If you want to see him, you have to watch it in reruns here on WGN-TV. And Jeff, of course, continues his role as a co-star and executive producer of Larry David's Curb Your Enthusiasm, which has just announced a new 12th season. So there will be one more place that you can see our old buddy Jeff, the big hugger Jeff.
Yes, apparently. All right, the celebrity breakup of the day, Leonardo DiCaprio. What happened here?
This is just I don't even know how anyone could go on living after hearing this news that Leonardo DiCaprio has broken up with his latest girlfriend. They have been dating for 4 years now. The big gossip about this, her name is Camilla Marone. The big gossip about this is that DiCaprio is 22 years older than her. She's 25 years old. And when they first started dating, you know, people were asking him about the age gap. And he said that, you know, people should be able to date whoever they want to date. There are plenty of age gaps, whether it's showbiz or not. So, you know, whether that was the reason for this or not, you know, a lot of people say at some point you have to talk to each other. What do you have to talk to with that big of an age difference? You know, we don't know what the reason is. And it's just out there this morning. I hate reporting dating and breakup news. It's number one, it's the stupidest thing in the world, but it's also their private, that is like truly their private business. That,
well, you've also got the celebrity lawsuits to talk about, and after a break, we'll as if they don't have enough on their plate, one of the monkeys is suing the FBI. Dean has that story and also his picks for what to watch on the stream that's coming up. WGN. Who knew the monkeys were on J. Edgar Hoover's enemies list?
Right, yeah. I mean, I guess back in the day, who wasn't on J. Edgar Hoover's enemies list? He was a pretty famous, you know, he was the one-time head of the FBI and kind of famous for, you know, going after whoever he wanted to go after. The list is long, but who would have thought, hey, hey, it's the Monkees, and people think we're monkey around, that would be subversive. But turns out some documents that were released in 2011 indicated that the FBI sent informants into a Monkees concert.
Your tax dollars at work.
Your tax dollars at work to hear Daydream Believer, Pleasant Valley Sunday, some of their songs. And the informants came back out and wrote up a report saying that the Monkees were using subliminal left-wing messaging to influence the young audience members. So Mickey Dolenz, who is now the surviving member of the group The Monkees, heard about this, and he wanted to get a copy of that report, but any report that the FBI may have had on the band and its members that have been collected through the years. So he is entitled, just as anyone is, entitled to file a Freedom of Information request to get documents like that. The FBI did not respond to his request. They did not comply with the request. So now Mickey Dolenz is suing the FBI in order to get this information. This sounds like this could be a plot from one of their TV episodes.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
We're gonna get a dossier on them, see? And then they're going to sing a song and everything will be fine.
I'm sure the FBI will be delaying the Trump case to look into this matter.
That priorities. Got to get their priorities. You know, in the later years, though, the Monkees did become kind of counterculture, you know, and like super hippie-like. So, you know, who wasn't, you know, doing anti-war statements and anti-war songs and anti-government things back in the late 60s? Every group was doing that. But Mickey Dolenz wants to see what they said about them. So we'll see what happens with that. He is going to be in the area, by the way, at the Des Plaines Theater on November the 20th. I think that might be Thanksgiving weekend, so we can get a full legal update then when he's here in town.
Sure can. All right, now for Dean's suggestions on what to watch.
Yeah, the big news this week in home video is the release of this long-awaited Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. Are you into that whole Middle Earth Tolkien,
no,
J.R.R.?
I'm not.
I'm not either. I tried so hard to read the books and to get into it. I saw all the movies and was completely confused by it all. And I just decided that I'm too dumb to understand all of that. I know most of you get it and love it and probably will love this new series as well that is set thousands of years before the original Tolkien trilogy takes place.
And it's too far back for me. Those period pieces I can't get into.
Yeah, Bob and I like oldies, but we have our limits, really.
Yeah. The 60s, okay, but you start going back even further.
Yeah, when you're talking about the year 1160, that's where we lose interest.
Yeah.
All of this is on Amazon Prime starting on Friday. Steve Carell's got a new series that I saw one of them so far, and it's really compelling. I really like Steve Carell as a dramatic actor, although he's hilarious on The Office when I watch the reruns all the time as well. And in The Patient, he plays a psychiatrist who's being held by one of his patients who is a serial killer. That's running on Hulu right now. And another series on Netflix features a psychiatrist who takes in a woman who has recently escaped from a satanic cult and is still surrounded by the danger of it all. It stars Emily Deschanel. It's called Devil in Ohio, and that starts Friday on Netflix. We have Downton Abbey's Hugh Bonneville starring in a new movie that is on Netflix. It's called I Came By. He plays a very prestigious judge who has a dark secret. Looking for something nice and romantic, there is the story that's called Love in the Villa, about a dream villa in Verona, Italy, that has been double booked. Single guy and a single girl just happen to get booked into the same villa in very romantic Verona. And how in the world are they going to resolve this? That starts tomorrow on Netflix. this documentary series that I told you about last week that Garth Brooks narrates, called America's National Parks, is on Disney Plus now. And it takes you into many of the great national parks in America. You want to talk about gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous cinematography. This is the one for you again. That's Disney Plus. Plus, this is the weekend that the Elvis movie gets released on home video.
And good, I can watch it a third time.
Yeah, I'm right with you. I'm ready to watch it again. Friday is when it will be released on HBO Max. Austin Butler is amazing as Elvis Presley. Tom Hanks is fantastic as Colonel Tom Parker in this one. I recommend it on as big a screen as possible, but if you haven't seen it yet, home video is just fine as well. I think it's just one of the year's best movies.
What are you cooking on WGN TV this morning?
Doing some pizzas on the grill today. That's one of my favorite things. I thought for the holiday weekend, got some classic recipes, but also a few new recipes. One of them that was suggested by one of our WGN radio listeners this past Sunday that is a really interesting combination. It's a feta cheese and strawberries and tomatoes, all baked on the grill, pizza style. Sounds good.
Yeah, I knew you'd get a Greek pizza going one of these days. That's what
right.
It sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
I light it on fire.
I have to incorporate feta cheese into my segment every single week, no matter what.
Yeah, it'll be like Saganaki.
Yeah, exactly.
Opa. Thank you, Dean.